This is Wild About Utah.
To grow your own bird food, native plants are key. Did you know that hummingbirds eat aphids and mosquitoes? When we think about landscaping for the birds, we might think of the National Wildlife Federation guidelines to include food, water, shelter, and places to raise young. But chances are, the foods we think of first are berries, nuts, and seeds, when in fact, the single most important food to ensure the survival of songbirds are the insects hosted by native plants. The Bridgeland Audubon Society website includes a wealth of resources on many aspects of bird-friendly living, not least of which, native plants for Utah gardens. Douglas Tallamy's website, Bringing Nature Home, states that most songbirds need insect protein for their young, and the top plant species that host the caterpillars birds need are oak, cherry, and willow. Just one of many plants to share with birds is the chokecherry, preferably with green leaves, as the red-leafed cultivars are not attractive to insects. Chokecherry fruits are great for people and birds, and the leaves will host insects for baby birds. Remember, those little hummingbirds aren't just sipping nectar and pollinating flowers. They're eating aphids and mosquitoes, serving an important pest management role in your garden. I will now read the Mayor's Proclamation to Grow Native for Birds, a timeless summary of the reasons to choose native plants. Proclamation to Grow Native for Birds. Whereas, growing native plant communities in our residential, municipal, and commercial landscapes promotes and enhances our sense of place. And whereas, increased awareness and use of native plants is fundamental to water conservation, water quality, habitat preservation, and successful gardening. And whereas, gardens and landscapes composed of Utah's native plants require little or no fertilizers, soil amendments, or pesticides. And whereas, using firewise plants native in our landscape is often the safest option. And whereas, landscaping choices have meaningful effects on the native insects that bird populations need to survive. And whereas, a diversity of birds is indicative of a healthy ecosystem, including biological control of pests, carrion regulation, seed dispersal, and nutrient cycling. And whereas, birdwatching can be a fun, relaxing, multi-generational, educational family wellness activity. Now, therefore, we do hereby declare this proclamation to grow native for birds and encourage everyone to actively foster and support the use of Utah native plants in their gardens and landscapes. I'm Hillary Shugart with the Bridgeland Audubon Society, and I'm wild about Utah.